WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Rack right here live on the Wild Talk Radio Network, because someone doesn't understand where it go.
Somebody was on mute. Actually was doing the intro on mute. I don't know why. Anyway. Do over. No. Anyway, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Richard Prince over at youtube.com/MBG1211. MBG Films. Check them out. And it's going to be one of those shows, y'all. It's going to be one of those shows, because it's been one of those weeks. It's so been one of those weeks. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Easter rockin'. We're here. We're Thursday. We're on Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, and RackRadioShow.com. So, hi!
The all-new RackRadioShow.com. It's all fancy and stuff now.
He's worked very hard on it for 2 weeks.
I have... pretty now and updated fully.
Yes, fully updated.
Fully updated, all new bells and whistles to it. It's pretty sweet.
It's fancy.
It's fancy, as I said.
It's like it has flippy boxes.
It has flippy boxes, things animate. It's all types of special.
It is.
So check it out, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, Gerwick.net. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at Lynn's Ward, or come to those websites I just mentioned and chat along with the people in our chat room right now who are going to talk about the things we're talking about here tonight.
Yes, so I say we don't waste any time because we have a ton of news. We're going to be, you know, doing all your favorites, SmackDown NXT Tweet of the Week, and we have a discussion.
What? Oh, hold on. We have a discussion, you say?
We have a discussion.
A discussion.
What's this? A discussion? Say what?
He's very proud of that.
Production.
Got it professionally recorded and everything. Because quality, y'all. Quality. Anyway, yes, we have a discussion because we have a nice little break in between the last pay-per-view and WrestleMania, so we're going to take full advantage of it, and we are going to talk about the other favorite of this show, the Dead Man, and what's going on with him in terms of WrestleMania and that kind of thing, and basically has WWE drop the ball creatively with The Undertaker.
Not just this year, but for the last few years.
In general.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up in segment number 2.
So, yeah, so we're going to jump right into news about our friends over at Gerwick.net and FightBooth.com. And, well, first things first, because it is the most recent, and it is big news. It was announced on yesterday, basically, that Maurice has officially had the baby. So congratulations to Ms. and Maurice. They put out a cute little picture of all three of them holding hands. It was adorable.
That was very cute.
So congratulations to the couple and for those people that created a fake Twitter account and a fake webpage for her. Y'all are sick. You need help.
Yeah, yeah, you do, because that's kind of all creepy and wrong and messed up, and you shouldn't be doing things like that on the internet. And there's a lot of things wrong with the internet, but that, especially when the baby's only a couple hours old and you're making websites and Twitters for it, yeah, don't.
Don't. She had her at 11 a.m., or 11 p.m., I should say, on March 27th. So again, congratulations to the Mazanin family.
Congratulations to them, but people on the internet need to just stop.
Chill.
Yeah, chill on many levels, but that's besides the point.
It is besides the point. So, moving on from that, do we want to go ahead and do the blame Brents?
No, if you remember what I said last night. No, save that. End.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. It's one of those nights.
He says things in a pre-show, and then we forget about them later.
It's been a week.
Hey.
It's just, that's my excuse for everything. It's been a week.
Let's talk about John Cena.
All right, well, John Cena has got two new movie roles coming his way. He's going to be in the new Dr. Dolittle that is scheduled to come out in probably 2020, I would say.
A couple of years, but yes. A
couple of years.
He's going to be a part of that.
He's going to be a polar bear.
Yes.
And then on top of that, he has scored the lead role as Duke Nukem in the Duke Nukem movie, so congratulations to John Cena on that.
Yeah.
I think he'll make a good Duke Nukem.
If the movie gets made, he will be the one playing Duke Nukem.
I think it's an apt role for him.
It is. The reason why I say that, they still have to write the script and everything, so it's still in the process.
But it's good that he's scoring roles like that, and it's a starring role for him, which is good.
Oh, yeah. Without a question, he's a mover. He's a shaker. He's doing a lot of things.
And the movies aren't the only thing he's doing, because it was announced for the Greatest Royal Rumble, which is going to be over in
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. Yes, thank you. That John Cena will be facing Triple H.
He'll be fighting the game.
So they're pulling out all the stops on that one. It was also announced that Miz, Rollins, Joe, and Finn Balor will all be facing off for the IC title. And the Bar and the Hardy Boys, maybe with a plus one, maybe not. We'll have to see what happens Monday. We'll be renewing the rivalry. So that's exciting.
That is exciting. It's currently scheduled for the tag titles, but who knows? We'll talk about that next week. We'll be getting tag titles and so much more during our WrestleMania preview show next Thursday, live, 10 p.m. Eastern. I want to mention something really quickly that's sort of annoying. Can we stop with this whole, oh my God, the women are not part of the Greatest Royal Rumble show? Oh my God. Calm down. Yes, WWE is all about, you know, equality and, you know, making the women a focus of their company. They can't change the rules of a country. They don't have that power.
I mean, it would be, I'm sure if they could have the women there, they would be absolutely delighted to have the women there, but I would suspect that they are not wrestling because that was a request of the government, that they not do that, or they are respecting the laws of the land that they're going into. So this is not something that they're trying to put the women down, or it's intentional. I'm sure that's not it at all.
No,
it's not. They are just literally following the rules.
Right, and we need to stop making headlines because, oh my God, the women are involved. Duh. We know this. We all know this. We all know why. Stop it.
It would probably not necessarily be a good situation to take the women over anyway, because they wouldn't be able to do as much. They wouldn't be able to, I believe, appear in certain settings. So there's really not a lot for them to do there, which is just very unfortunate because of the rules and the laws there. So they're going to make up for it in other ways. You're getting, you know, Hunter and Cena. You're getting a, 50-man Royal Rumble, which is going to be literally everybody in the company, minus the women. You're getting The Undertaker.
Surprise.
He's actually flying over to Saudi Arabia for this in that, some capacity.
That's where we're led to believe, so yeah.
He's on the poster.
Yeah, right. So there you go. He's part of it. So guess what? And the women will eventually be allowed. Eventually.
It's probably legal. They have to straighten all that out. And then once they establish a good enough presence there and they kind of get in with people over there, then it's, yeah, they can make that happen. But for right now, they don't have those relationships in that country to be able to do that.
This is a step one of a 10-year deal.
Yeah. So eventually it will happen, but not today. And certainly not when they go over. So let's keep all that in mind. Moving on from that, we have the Hall of Fame news, where it was announced that Paul Heyman, Road Dogg, and Molly Holly will all be inductors for the Hall of Fame this year. That should be fun.
Heyman is inducting Goldberg.
Yes.
Road Dogg's inducting Jeff Jarrett.
Yes.
Molly Holly's inducting Ivory. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Kind of surprised by the Heyman-Goldberg one, but there's an obvious joke that can be made, but I'm not going to make it. Just saying.
I have to wonder if they get to pick their inductors, or if they're kind of chosen for them in some cases. Mm-hmm. Or if they're given a list.
I would say it is chosen for them. They may have some input. They may make suggestions. But at the end of the day, it's a television show. So WWE is wants to put together the best television show possible with the best connection. So that's what happened.
Exactly. So moving on from that, I don't know why I'm off tonight. I'm off tonight. Again.
It's been a minute.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not normally like this. It's been a bad week for me, like I keep saying. But anyway, moving on from that, Lillian Garcia was announced as the guest announcer for the Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania, so that'll be awesome.
Yep, it's good. Cool. At least, they're doing something with her.
It makes it more special, and we're not going to comment on the other stuff, right?
I'm not allowed to comment on other things regarding other names of women that are from the past and legendary and fabulous.
You're allowed to comment on it. You're just not allowed to start stuff on it.
I'm no longer allowed to comment about things with the word fabulous in it.
But you could be flawless.
It gets me into trouble when I talk about fabulous people.
Moving on from that, Blaine Brents.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
All right, well, as it was noted on the Mixed Match Challenge this past Tuesday, Charlotte was removed from the match because of her tooth. She had to have dental surgery.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Infection.
She had an infection, so they had to get that worked on. So she's expected to make a full recovery and be ready to go for WrestleMania and for the finale of the Mixed Match Challenge, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Because I wanted Bobby and Becky. They were cute.
We're going to do that next, so just keep going.
All right. And, well, in surprise, Shane McMahon landed himself in the hospital with diverticulitis.
Hashtag blame Brent.
And some sort of hernia.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Well, it's not surprising about the hernia. The man has three boys, and he likes to throw himself off of things.
Yeah.
So really kind of sad to hear about Shane McMahon. I hope he makes a full recovery. He is expected to, and as of right now, he's penciled in for WrestleMania.
I don't know how.
It may not be as bad as originally thought. That's the only thing I can figure.
All right, so here's what the deal is. He cannot get the surgery for the hernia until he cures the diverticulitis. The infection of the diverticulitis goes down. Does it mean he can't wrestle with the infection and diverticulitis? Probably can. It's probably why he's stupid enough to do WrestleMania, and we'll talk about that in SmackDown later. But he shouldn't.
He really shouldn't. I mean, diverticulitis is one of those things you just don't want to mess with. And I would hope that he's fully recovered, but he's probably not going to be. And anything he does in terms of wrestling will be very uncomfortable for him. So, I mean, I would say Shane, just, skip it. I'm sure they can find Brian another partner. It's not that big of a problem.
Who knew that Outlet 2, going into WrestleMania, Daniel Bryan would be the one cleared and healthy to wrestle at WrestleMania.
And Shane McMahon is in the hospital with diverticulitis. Go figure. Never saw that one coming.
3 weeks ago, no one saw that one coming.
Hey, we've been saying, could Daniel Bryan come back for months?
Okay. We understood what was going on. Them.
Yeah.
The universe.
Yeah.
Mixed Match Challenge?
Mixed Match Challenge.
It is time to mix it up.
You don't scare me, big boy. But you just listen to me and do exactly as I say, and we'll become Mixed Match Challenge champions. So put her there.
It's the Mixed Match Challenge recap.
So as we mentioned in the Blame Brands, Charlotte had to miss last night's, or on Tuesday's, Mixed Match Challenge. The WWE Universe on Facebook voted for Bobby Roode's replacement of a partner. It was Becky Lynch. If you did not see her video where she's talking about being Bobby Roode's partner or wanting to be his partner, you need to go to facebook.com/mixmatch, WWE Mixed Match Challenge or whatever, however you find it on the Facebooks, and watch it at some point because it's tremendous. She tried so hard to do everything Bobby does with the entrance. It was so cute.
It was cute. I love them together. And it's only fitting that Charlotte's wife replace her when she's out sick.
I wish she wore the robe.
I wish she'd worn the robe, too. That would have been hilarious.
That would have been great, but she was not able to be a part of the Robe Warriors. They took on the team of Finn Balor and Sasha Banks. Good match. It was fun watching Sasha and Becky actually fight one another again. It's been a while since they've actually had a competitive match. Yes, they worked the Royal Rumble together. Still, this was the first time they could actually do a wrestling match together, which was great to see. It was a lot of fun. You had some great interactions. But in the end, Sasha Banks got a little crazy. She did a big dive to the outside, taking out Bobby Roode, who is not as strong as Braun Strowman and cannot just catch a flying woman. He fell with the woman diving at him, so it was different. And there was distractions and all that fun stuff. And Balor did a running dropkick to Roode, knocking him into the barricade. This distraction allowed Becky Lynch to roll up Sasha Banks. And yes, Becky and Bobby, meaning Bobby and Charlotte, move on to the finals. I have problems with this. I have major problems with this. But what do you think?
I thought the match was really good. I thought it was really entertaining. I'm a little sad that they're not going to keep Charlotte out of the tournament permanently unless they make it so Miz and Asuka aren't going to compete because Maurice just had the baby, which I very much doubt they're going to do. He will be back Tuesday for sure because they're going into WrestleMania. But it's... Yeah, I mean, I don't want Charlotte and Asuka to face off early. If you're going to do it, because I think this is the first time they've ever faced.
It is, and that's my biggest problem with it. The first time ever you're going to get the two of them in a ring to compete, and you're giving it away for free on Facebook, seen by 100,000, 200,000 people, and more, as, you know, millions of people as the week goes on. You're giving away a free match before WrestleMania, and we've been saying it for 4 weeks now. This is a mistake.
And for a second, we thought that somebody had realized, oh, hey, this is probably not a good idea. And so they did what they did.
And which was great. But no, we have to... You had the out. You had two outs. One, you could have put Finn and Sasha over and gotten out of it. And number two, you could have left Becky in it.
I would have been fine if they left Becky in it.
But they're not doing that. They're putting Charlotte back in there. Yes, I know it's for charity. And yes, I know they've already predetermined all this. But still... As a fan, the match I want to see is Charlotte versus Asuka at WrestleMania. I do not want to see Charlotte and Asuka at Mixed Match Challenge for the first time.
They're either going to figure out a way out of it, or Asuka and Charlotte are not going to touch.
Here's the deal. They're probably going to be the first two in the ring. They're going to touch at the beginning. The guys are going to wrestle. Girls will get back in there. Guys will finish it off. But they're going to do it, and they're going to... Like, WrestleMania is supposed to be about big first-time moments and moments that'll be special. Mixed Match Challenge is about fun and entertainment. You could have put Sasha and Finn in there, and Becky could have been the scapegoat.
There you go.
She could have.
Easily.
You could have got away with it. Bobby and Charlotte lost because Becky. They were the favorites, but Charlotte got hurt. Becky is the scapegoat. You put Finn and Sasha in there. You save Charlotte and Asuka. And that's a problem. They're wasting it. It's a golden opportunity to save a fresh matchup for the first time ever on the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania. That's my biggest problem with it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, but I mean, we'll see what they do. Who knows? They might come up with something clever. Maybe.
No. I have no faith. They're going to have a good wrestling match, and one team, Asuka's going to win. Asuka and Miz will win. Because as you've seen, you know, one of them can't compete. They'll just find a replacement for Miz if he's not there. They just gave you the out with what they did last week. They can find Asuka another partner. It could be Randy Orton for all we know, if Miz can't compete.
But yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it, I would keep the contact between Asuka and Charlotte very minimal. Very, very minimal, if at all. I mean, I know they have to fill 15 minutes of the show, but honestly, you could do most of it being the award ceremony. But I mean, realistically, if you do have to replace Miz with someone, you replace Miz with Braun Strowman or someone like that.
You do it with Randy Orton. You know why? Because that is part... that. you know, Bobby Roode, Randy Orton, they're feuding.
No, but it's got to be a Raw person, because it's Raw versus SmackDown.
It's not Raw versus SmackDown. You could, fine, you need a Raw person. Bring Finn back, I don't know.
No, do Braun, because then Braun could kill Bobby in, like, 2.5 seconds, and then Asuka and Charlotte never have to touch. Or they don't have to compete each other against each other in the match, and then Asuka and Charlotte fight each other. Like, they just go for each other.
I don't know. We'll see what they do. But we have an announcement we need to make.
Hmm.
The first of many for our WrestleMania week for the Rack.
This was so many things, guys.
So many things. But this is announcement number one, and this was your decision. What are we doing? What are we doing next Tuesday night?
Next Tuesday night, we will be doing the Mixed Match Challenge live, because WrestleMania is a bajillion hours long. There's about 15 or so matches on the card, so we are trying to take as much off the show as we possibly can, but still give you guys quality content, and we love talking about the Mixed Match Challenge, so it seemed only right to take it live on Tuesday and talk about not only the Mixed Match, but also SmackDown as well. So that's what's coming up on Tuesday.
So once Mixed Match Challenge is over, we will be live right here at WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com. So there you go, that's our first announcement. With many more to come.
Yes, we have a bunch of stuff coming, guys. So keep an eye on the Twitter and the Facebook and the Instagrams, all Rock Radio Show, because so many things are coming.
And we'll have more announcements as we go through segments on the show.
Ding! So anyway, say we take our first break of the evening. What do you think?
Sounds like a good idea.
All right, when we come back, we're doing our discussion. And, well, feel free to talk amongst yourselves while you wait. Because we are talking about, has WWE creatively dropped the ball with The Undertaker? And that's not just this year, that's the last few years. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and you'll be right back.
Pass away in time, you may come back someday to live once more.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CB Radio Live.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself... Maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Coming soon, the biggest event in CB Radio history. It's bigger than the eight lanes of highway. It's bigger than the Redacted's 21st birthday. It's greater than the Greater Than Great Debate. It's Subway and Rob's, and sometimes me. World Series Predictions. Tune in to CB Radio Live, Saturday nights at midnight-ish, Eastern on CBRadioLive.com.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
This WrestleMania season has just become Bootyful, as we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network present to you WrestleMania WTR Pick'em with a very special gift. The Book of Booty! One lucky winner will be receiving a copy of the brand new book, The Book of Booty, thanks to our friends at St. Martin's Press. And did we mention, it's signed by the members of New Day? What? How do you win this fantastic thing? All you gotta do is win WrestleMania WTR Pick'em. It's that simple. There are a few ways to enter. Go to each show's respective Facebook page, including facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network or facebook.com/Rock Radio Show, or you can go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, or you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio or at Rock Radio Show. Submit your picks and you're in. Just make sure your picks aren't booty. It's WTR WrestleMania Pick'em with the Book of Booty giveaway.
Because
what?
New Day rocks! New Day rocks!
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Rack Radio Show.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river.
What do you think? And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Back to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com, or gerwick.net, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And if you haven't checked out the brand new rockradioshow.com, you should totally do that, because Rock worked very hard on it. And it's fancy.
It's fancy.
And I just saw the armchair sitting in my living room on HGTV. Yeah!
If someone isn't obsessed with HGTV, then you anyway.
But I have to be addicted to something. It might as well be. It might as well be house television, because why not?
Speaking of HGTV, go to rockradioshow.com, the all new version, and you can check out our interview with Bristol and Aubrey from HGTV's Flipper Flop, now available at rockradioshow.com.
Ding. So yeah, so we're not here to talk about that. We are here to do the second segment because we have a discussion.
You mean a discussion?
A discussion.
What's this? A discussion? Say what?
Very proud of that bumper.
Sound production.
It's one of those rare times on the show where we are not bogged down with pay-per-view recap, and we actually get the chance to talk about wrestling and talk about something that we enjoy, or in this case, we're not really happy with, but we're going to try and keep it somewhat positive, right? Because I hate being that wrestling fan that they're like, well, this sucks, and this is bad, and this is terrible, and da-da-da, and be all negative about it. Like, I don't want to be negative about it, but it's like, we have to talk about this. And that is, has WWE creatively dropped the ball with The Undertaker? And granted, we were just fans. These are purely our opinions, and so they're worth what you pay for them. But it's kind of all started Monday night, and has been kind of going on since they started building to WrestleMania this year with The Undertaker, where you've had John Cena calling out The Undertaker repeatedly, hurling insults at him. You know, including saying, oh, well, you know, you'll appear on your wife's Instagram, but you won't come here, you know, yada, 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 so on and so forth. And every week it's got, like, progressively worse.
Yeah, he's taking more cheap shots as he's gone.
And my whole thing with that is if you really want The Undertaker that bad, really want him that bad, he has a cell phone. Call him. You could text him. You probably know where he lives. You could go to his house, but you know, you're calling him out on social media, which he has no social that we know of. He's not on the Facebook. He's not on the Instagram. He's not on the Twitters. or the Snapchats or anything else. He's, as far as we know, he is social dark. So there's that.
He could be on the LinkedIn. We don't know.
He could be on the LinkedIn. I don't know. But
I don't know if he's looking for a job or anything.
Don't think he is. I think he's good. But then it's like you're calling him out on social. You're not tagging his wife in the socials so he'll see it. Or, you know, you're not tagging his television brother in the social so word can get back to him. You're calling him out on TV, and you're calling him a coward. You're basically saying, oh, you know, you've been gone a long time. You know, you won't come back. We haven't seen you. You know, you basically took your ball and went home after you lost to Roman. And it's like, well, that's partially true, but that's partially not true. Because he showed up at Raw 25. And that's where kind of my whole issue with this starts, is it's like you're having Cena act like Taker's been gone for 10 years. That's not the case. He's only been gone for about 2 months. Because he showed up at Raw 25, he spoke at Raw 25, and then he left. So it's like Taker really didn't take his ball and go home. He came back, he appeared, and then he left. So it's like, that's not really being egotistical, that's not even really being anything that Cena's saying that he is. It's just Taker did his job and he left.
Yeah.
And so it's just like the believability in this is a little difficult. And I understand that they're trying to minimize the number of Undertaker appearances. They're trying to make it special because if he is going to show up, this is the last year. There's also rumor that he's going to be changing the gimmick and it's going to be the American Badass as opposed to the Dead Man that we've seen in the past. So they're trying to pull off a surprise with that. But it's just like having John Cena come on TV and beat his chest and scream every week about how he wants The Undertaker, and that's the only way he's really trying to get a hold of him, it's like, well, but that's not 100% believable. It's like, if you're going to have him do that, have him whip out his cell phone in the middle of the ring, and he dials Taker's number, and he calls Taker, and he's like, where are you? Where are you? You know, at Taker's voicemail. Or he texts him repeatedly. He's backstage texting Taker, and he's not getting a response. And it escalates to the point that John Cena goes out to The Undertaker's house and rings the doorbell and is like, dude, come out. What's going on? And you either have Michelle or you have somebody play his wife, answer the door, and just go from there. Like I feel like there were better ways to do this, but I also feel like this was just, okay, well, we're going to do Cena Taker this year. We really aren't going to do a lot with it. Because there isn't a lot that needs to be done with it. So we're just going to have John Cena kind of go out there, beat his chest a little bit, call Undertaker coward, and then Taker will show up at Mania, potentially, and we'll go from there. But this isn't the first year that they've kind of sort of like, I guess, phoned it in with him.
The last good WrestleMania feud for The Undertaker, last good feud in general for The Undertaker, was his feud going into WrestleMania 28 against Triple H. With Shawn Michaels, the end of an era. And now more than ever, it is becoming more fitting that it truly was the end of the era for The Undertaker. Because in that feud, it was as real as you could get with The Undertaker. Since that point, we've gotten the smoke, we've gotten the mirrors, we haven't gotten any substance. It started with Paul Bearer dying, we all know this, which is why the stuff with Punk sort of was just wishy-washy. But it was all smoke and mirrors. The stuff with Brock was really all smoke and mirrors. Did they have some interesting stuff for the SummerSlam build? Yes, a year later. It was a year and a half later. But the going into WrestleMania, it was just a so-so build. The stuff with Bray, he didn't show up for. He showed up at Survivor Series for the feud a little bit. But they really didn't do a whole hell of a lot to really establish The Undertaker as The Undertaker. WrestleMania 32, he came in, he said a couple things, but it really wasn't like, he did some couple things, but it really wasn't anything groundbreaking. Again, it was more smoke, mirrors, and nothing really of substance. And last year, oh god, last year, beyond the match, the feud was very by the numbers with The Undertaker. Everything's been by the numbers, and on a man going on his way out, we haven't seen the best Undertaker. Like, he is a guy just really hanging on at this point, and it's, as a fan of The Undertaker, it is hurting the legacy, the character of The Undertaker, because you look back and, oh, he has had good matches, but as a fan, it's like, you want to know more, you want more of the character, you want to see more, a reason to care. Oh my god, it's WrestleMania, The Undertaker's going to fight. Why? Oh, what's the point?
I mean, I feel like for him, and I'm going to excuse 29.
Right, Paul Bearer, but still.
Because he was bereaved, and because he did come back. He came back at like the very, very end, he came out of it. And he started being him again. But, you know, initially, yeah, he was bereaved, he was upset, it was very apparent. this was the last, I think it was the last thing he wanted to do, but at the same thing, it was the only thing he wanted to do because that was his way of paying a tribute to his friend that he had lost. And so they made it about Paul Bearer. They made the entire thing about him, which I think it was actually supposed to be about him and Heyman, and then Punk and Taker were going to fight. But, you know, in the end, it ended up being about Paul Bearer and all of that. And so 29 I can excuse because there were elements there that were really good. Taker was trying, but Taker was just the man inside of him was emotionally compromised. And I can't fault him for being upset that his friend had died. Like, what do you even say to that?
But I'm not throwing it on him, though.
No, I'm not saying you are. But it's like 29, that's not on creative. That's not on him. That's not on anybody. That was a very, very unfortunate situation that was ill-timed.
But since then?
30 was 30. 30 was Taker and Rock. I think nobody wanted to see that. It was okay. I mean, it was like, eh.
It was Taker doing the hits. He was doing gongs. He was doing rest in pieces. He was doing the hits, but he wasn't doing anything of
substance.
Was
that the one where he stabbed Brock in the hand?
Yes.
Like, that was something, like, I think they were trying to do more Ministry Taker there, and it just didn't work.
Right, because he was playing the hits. At this stage in the game, you need more than just the hits. Here's the best example. You look at Shawn Michaels, and he spent that entire last year with a goal in mind. He wanted one more match with The Undertaker, and by the end, he was willing to do whatever it had. But throughout the year, he was involved in something, and you got to see Shawn doing all different sorts of Shawn things going into it. You got to see the last run. With The Undertaker, this last run has been 5 years of 10 matches, spread out in those 5 years.
No, I agree with that, but I'm kind of with LeMans, where it's, what does Taker have left to prove?
He has nothing to prove. But if you're going to send him out the way he should. Send him out. Work him. Use him. Make him feel a part of something.
But I don't think he can. That's the problem. I think honestly with him, I think the problem has always been the spirit is 100% willing. Like, if he could still keep working full time, he would. The issue is his body. Is his body can't take it.
He doesn't have to wrestle, though.
But what's the point if he's not going to wrestle? He's not going to settle for just walking out there and waving his hat every week. He's going to want to work. He's going to want to go out there and do his thing. And so it's either, I think it's an all or nothing thing for him, where it's like either they let him work and they let him do a full-time schedule if he's physically able, or even a part-time schedule if he's physically able, or he's not going to do it at all.
But no, I'm not saying the entire year, but give us 8 weeks of full-on Undertaker.
I agree with that. I'm fine with 8 weeks of full-on Undertaker, but I don't think they necessarily want to do that.
But they, and that's the problem, they should. Because guess what? Oh my god, okay, John Cena calls him out. This is doing nothing for The Undertaker. In fact, it's just making The Undertaker look stupid. And it's hurting The Undertaker I know, because The Undertaker I know, when he gets called out, after a couple weeks, he responds. You look at the Bray stuff, he responded.
But Bray stole the urn.
Is that all he has to do, is steal the urn?
Do we know where the urn is at this point? Does anybody know where the urn is?
It's on a truck headed to Access.
Probably, or it's already in New Orleans. But, I mean, for Cena, the other option to this is this would have been a perfect excuse to get The Undertaker on social media. And what I mean by that is not he goes full on the whole gamut, but like Taker signs up for Instagram and he responds to John Cena via Instagram with a video. It's basically like, all right, where, you know, Taker's like, yes, no, whatever. Or you have Taker just send John Cena a video where it's very ambiguous, but it's a response. Because obviously John Cena did get a response in Kane, where Kane came out and defended the family honor. But that's not what he wanted. And they knew they had to do something, because, again, John Cena going out there week after week and doing what he was doing, he was looking stupid. So you send Kane out, but it's like the other alternative to that would have been either Taker gets his own Instagram, or he responds on his wife's.
Or he just shows up.
But they don't want him to show up. And whenever they're going to do that, it's always there's a gimmick change or there's something else going on with him where they don't want anybody to see it before he's ready to debut it at the show. So it's like, we're not going to have him on TV.
Which is why this is hard to believe this is the end.
Honestly, last year was the end. Last year should have been the end. Like, you had him lose, he went out in grand fashion, he lit the stage on fire, he got partially naked. I mean, I don't know how else you can go out better, you know, in terms of a WrestleMania send-off. Is he last year really should have been it, but somebody made the decision at some point that they were going to do Taker Cena. I don't know if that was the deal for last year. I don't know if they called Taker in November and they were like, hey, look, Cena needs a dance partner and you wanted him last year. You want to go one more time? Like, I don't know how this all came about from everybody understood, last year was supposed to be it. And he lost Roman Reigns, and he went away, and then he came back at Raw 25. And the whole year we've been hearing, is Undertaker retired? Is Undertaker not retired? What's going on with him? And they'd kind of dropped it for a while. But it's just like, it's almost backwards. Whereas like, Cena-Taker really should have happened last year, and then you have Taker lose to Roman Reigns this year, and that's how he goes out. But this just feels weird.
They don't know how to put the lid on the career of The Undertaker. They don't. They don't know how to end this story.
And
that's the problem.
Well, one, because they don't know how to write the end, and two, because it's not up to really creative to put the end on The Undertaker. It's up to Mark Calloway to put the end on The Undertaker. And I think he's doing what he wants to do.
Oh, I know that. And to circle all the way back for a second, because I forgot one point. We're not blaming him, the creative team, because we're blaming them. They don't know how to write The Undertaker.
They don't know how to write a lot of people.
But right now, that's the biggest problem. Creatively, they haven't figured out how to write The Undertaker. You have people working on that writing team who have gone to the WWE Network and searched The Undertaker and looked up some highlights. And when he used to say, rest in peace, and roll his eyes. So what's in his script? Say, rest in peace and roll your eyes.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that Vince is probably handling Taker stuff. I would not be... It's either Vince or Hunter or it's somebody else. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if that's the case.
But it's all being pitched.
But it's all being pitched, yes. But yeah, you have people on that staff that have...
They're not thinking outside the box.
Because they're not being told to think outside the box. It's Taker's going to come back. He's going to come back for 2 weeks. He's going to do a thing, and then he's going to leave again. So, I mean, realistically, from a creative standpoint, is it even worth it to go outside the box for that? Is it worth it, you know, to create something really spectacular every year for someone that's really only going to be there a handful of times? Or is it, do we just do the stock standard? He's going to come out, he's going to roll his eyes, he's going to do the lightning and the fog and the smoke, he's going to hit the tombstone, 1, 2, 3, it's over, and then he goes away again.
You do the something special because, keyword, he's a special attraction.
I agree, but when you're writing for as many matches as they're writing for and as many feuds as they're writing for, you try to minimize and simplify things down as much as possible, and Taker's one of those things. They have a formula. It works. He shows up, he does his thing, he leaves, and generally everybody's happy. And so it doesn't take much effort on that end, or I'm sure it does take effort. I don't want to say that they're slacking, but, you know, it doesn't take a lot of effort on their end in terms of writing creative to do what they're doing with him.
I just feel there could be a lot more done for him, and as a Taker fan, like I was last year where it went, the final go-home promo with Roman Reigns was really lackluster. I have a feeling if he shows up on Monday, we're not going to get what we should out of him. And it's going to be phoned in, and it's going to lead to WrestleMania, and it's just going to be... It's going to be... While it'll be fun and exciting and everything like that, I'm not disagreeing with that part. I want closure done the right way. I want this last chapter to be written the right way, and I feel WrestleMania 28 was the end. The real end, and everything else has just been rehashing them. We're at season, 28 of The Undertaker, when it should have ended at 23.
I agree with that. I mean, it's something that, you know, it's, as a Taker fan, I would love to see him get the big grand send-off, and he gets the huge storyline, and he's on TV every week, and we get that last real revival of The Undertaker, especially if he's doing the American Badass, because it's like he's done the dead man now for so long that it's like it wouldn't be really cool to see him do something different, to see him go outside the dead man character. And if you've never seen the American Badass Taker, it's actually one of my favorite versions of Taker. It was the Taker that I saw when I first started watching wrestling. And so and I'm not saying I hold everything to that, but it's like, I'm very excited for the potential that he's going to do that gimmick, because if he does it the way that he did it before, with a twist, it's going to be really good, and it's going to be really refreshing because it's a change from him. But this really shouldn't be... I feel like they're missing the story in the sense that, is The Undertaker retired? Yes, The Undertaker is retired. Mark Calloway is not. And so he's going to come back and he's going to fight Cena because he's not going to have his good name disparaged, or he's not going to put up with Cena's crap. You know, tell any kind of story with that, but right now they're not telling that story. It's all very one-sided with him, which they've done in the past. It's been his feuds more often than not, is that he's generally not there and they do other things. So it's whoever is working with him generally builds it alone or with very little help. And so it's just like, I can't have more one-sided feuds. I want more out of him. I want to see more, because it's like, again, he's a special attraction. His career is winding down. We don't get to see him that often. And once he's done and he's in the Hall of Fame, that's it. He's gone. He may show up as a producer, or he may work as a trainer down in NXT. He's not going to appear on TV again, unless they pay him a lot of money to. I mean, he's out of the spotlight, and I feel like that's what they've been getting him ready for, is to go out of that spotlight and go into being a private individual, which is fine. I totally accept that, but it's, at the same time, it's like, oh God, I want to see it. I want to see one last really grand run for The Undertaker, but I just don't think it's possible. I don't think physically he's able to do it.
And that's the biggest problem.
And with last year, with the match, just watching him move, just watching him walk is really, really difficult, because you're like, oh, honey, please just go have surgery. Don't, just stop with this and please, please go take care of yourself. Because you can see it. You can see how much pain he's in. It may not be on his face, but it's all over his body. Dude is suffering, and it's like, I truly appreciate it. Like, I don't mean to say or disparage him at all. It's like, I appreciate everything he's done, but it's like, dude, stop. Just stop. For everybody's sake, just stop. You know?
Oh, yeah. See what they do. We'll see what they do. See what happens Monday. We'll see what happens come WrestleMania.
I feel like he should have shown up this week, or there should have been something happen this week. The fact that they didn't do it, it's like, okay, well, you're building this as if you have 6 weeks, when in reality you only have four. And so he's either going to show up this coming Monday, or they'll have him show up Mania, but it's like, you're missing an opportunity at Mania, because it's like, or you miss the opportunity this week, because it's like, you could have had him and Kane fight to the back, could have gone to the parking lot, and Kane throws Cena down. Cena kind of rolls a little bit, and he just rolls in front of these boots, and the camera pans up, and there's Taker. But he's in street clothes. So it's not full on American Badass, but it's not full on Dead Man.
And yes, Ashley, we feel bad for him too after watching him on the WWE 24.
I don't want him to come back at all. I want him to go home and be a dad to his kids and nap on his couch and do the domestic things that he enjoys in doing, like cooking classes and wood shops and all the redneck shit he's into. Like, that's what I want for him. I mean, it's like, dude, just stop, okay? Just stop. As much as I'm excited for him to come back and see him one more time, because, let's be real, I'm a huge Taker fan. I will always be excited to see The Undertaker. I just, after the last couple years, it's like, honey, no. Because it's like, just his legs and his hips, it's like, just watching him walk. Like, seeing him walk at Raw 25, it's like, ooh. It's like, you're 53, 54, somewhere in there. Just stop. You have nothing more to prove. I mean, I get, you want to put people over. He wants to do as much as he can to give back, because that's who he is. Is he loves wrestling so much, and he wants to make sure that he gives back to the business that's given so much to him. And he can't fault the man for that. But it's like, you're doing it at the expense of your health.
Hi, I'm Mark Calloway, and I'm going to teach you how to bake a pie.
Dude, and it's like, honey, you have kids, which I know he's very well aware of, but you have small children. You have the full range there. You have an adult, and you have a 6-year-old, 5-year-old, somewhere in there. So he has a range, and there's two in between. So, you know, it's not good that you're hurting yourself further, or you're putting yourself through more pain for us. Just stop. Please just stop.
Cooking with the Callaways, coming soon to the WWE Network.
Actually, for a minute, and I honestly would kind of be okay with this, but I would also kind of scream at my television, is that they end up on Total Divas.
I'd be okay with it.
Because with Miz and Maryse getting their own show, and the Bellas kind of being split off, you're going to need to potentially replace them. And if Michelle decides, oh, hey, I'm thinking of maybe doing a little bit of a comeback, which I'm thinking she may do. She may not do. It's hard to tell. She could end up on that show, and she could make some dollar dollar money money.
Holla holla.
Holla holla, player. Instead of a match with The Undertaker, you get a match with Michelle McCool.
Anyway, I think we've beat this one to death at this point?
I think we beat this one to death, but I mean, basically, that's just, it's, that's what we felt, is it's like, just looking at the last few years, they've, Undertaker has been willing, but the feud has just been kind of, eh? So.
Total Callaways. There you go.
Total Callaways.
There you go.
There we go.
But I
That'll be awesome.
I said we take a break.
All right, so when we come back, we are going to be doing SmackDown NXT Tweet of the Week. You don't want to miss it. You'll see in the rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Say it all for you, for you, for you, for you.
I used to be the type of kid that would always think the sky is falling. Why am I so differently wired? Am I a Martian? What kind of twisted experiment am I involved in? Cause I don't belong in this world. That's why I'm scoffing at authority, defiant often, flying off with the handle at my mom. No dad, so I am non-compliant at home. At school, I'm just shying awkward, and I don't need no psychologist trying to diagnose why I have all these underlying problems, thinking he can try and solve them. I'm outside chalking up drawings on the sidewalk and in the front drive talking to myself. Either that or inside hiding off in the corner somewhere quiet, trying not to be noticed, cause I'm crying and sobbing. I had a bad day at school, so I ain't talking. Some f***er shoved me into a f***ing lockup cause he said that I eyeballed him.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, twitter.com/Lone Jobber.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Rack Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC3.
This is TNA superstar EC3, Unbeaten World Heavyweight Champion, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, the new RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And, well, you missed the news. You missed our discussion about The Undertaker, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Pro Wrestling Gifts. Grown men in Cena gear. please stop. Hashtag WWE Toronto with the no gif. Braun Strowman, Wendy's, you're killing me. 3 times in 2 weeks have stopped for grilled chicken and they don't have any ready. Alexa Bliss is trying to keep me calm while we're filming Ride Along. I wait, I'm starving, and someone might get these hands. Okay, things we learned from this tweet. They're doing a Ride Along with Braun and Alexa.
I can't wait.
I need to see this. I need this in my life. If somebody could make that happen faster, I would be very much appreciative. If not, I can wait. Wendy's replies, we are incredibly sorry. Please do not flip the store upside down. If you DM us some info about the stores, we'll do our best to make it right.
I love when they get involved.
It's great. Wendy's Twitter is a gif.
It is.
Speaking of Wendy's, Complex tweets out, is Wendy's about to drop the hottest mixtape of 2018? And they reply, yes. Hey, McDonald's. Heard the news. Happy National Frozen Food Day. To you for all the frozen beef that's sticking around in your cheeseburgers.
Ooh.
Decent Pigeon tweeted out, I ordered Uber Eats for my grandma to try, and not even a day later, she's taking control. And he puts out these text messages, or a picture of a text message, that are from his grandma. Where she texts him and she goes, red car outside my house. And he goes, that's the Uber Eats guy. He'll bring you the food. Wow! He brought me Wendy's! And it goes, you want another Uber? And she texts him Wendy's. And he goes, you want another Uber? And she's like, now! Grandma's loving the Uber Eats. I can't blame her. It's honestly, pick your food. Somebody go gets it and brings it to your door. It's just, what?
Uber Eats. If you'd like to sponsor the rack, contact at rackradioshow.com.
If you would like to sponsor this show, I'm a frequent user of your app. I would be happy to, like, put you guys over.
We will put you over hard.
And Wendy's replies, Grandma knows what's up. This CN tweets, Wendy, say something savage. And they go, something savage. Aaliyah tweets out, dear Mustafa Ali, I hope you're ready because at WrestleMania 34, you're about to get your lumbar checked by the new Cruiserweight champion, Cedric Alexander. And Ali responds, dear Aaliyah, it's lumbar, not lumber. With all my love, Ali. Arya Daivari jumps in the mix and he goes, ah, the old lumber check. And it's a picture of a pile of wood with a check over it. Oh, God. Okay, I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done.
All right. Where do we start? Okay, we start here. Love how some tweets go, like, you have them in order to go backwards. EC3. Thank you, Impact Wrestling. Let the third act begin. Impact Wrestling. Godspeed, good sir. EC3. I live in Orlando now. If you still want to hang out, page me. Do people still use pagers?
Apparently.
Becky Lynch, if you had one book to recommend, what would it be? Jim Ross. Slobberknocker. @ Paul O'Brien, former guest of the show. Speaking of him, heard great things about that book. Number one for over a year, I believe. Just shilling the books. Julie tweets, happy birthday to The Undertaker. And apparently tagged Corey Graves in the photo. He goes, why would you tag me in this? Also, he's dead. Deadmen don't celebrate birthdays. They got more important stuff to do, like be deadmen.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. So talking about the Shane McMahon injury, someone goes, angle or real? Someone fill me in, prowrestling.net. Seems like a weird angle unless they're billing to Shane and Brian versus diverticulitis and the masked hernia at WrestleMania.
Because reasons.
WWE Creative-ish. No, at John Cena, I'm a cord cutter. I haven't seen the product in months, says The Undertaker.
Fair.
Next, Brian Maxwell Mann. Next week, Cena's going to auction a Harley for Taker's church. Hi, I'm Mark Calloway. Impact Wrestling. If Don West did commentary for a wrestling company for cats, what would his catchphrase be? Anyone know?
Mm-mm.
Anyone know? You gotta be kidding me.
Really?
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Dodge's fruit. Hashtag impact dad jokes. It was clever. Landstorm, since it's Harper and Rowan, the Bludgeon Brothers, are their full names Harper Bludgeon and Rowan Bludgeon?
No.
Jake Allen Miller. All hail Becky Lynch, new queen of the roll-up. 2 wins in one night, both with roll-ups. Becky Lynch, the Lynch pin, my new finisher. Christine Teigen, my doctor suggests I not attend WrestleMania. She thinks I might get too excited and have a WrestleMania baby. Renee Young, however, I'm positive someone in the building can deliver your baby on a Mardi Gras float. And I'll bring you some jambalaya and beignets, etc. Yes, do that. Do that. First ever WrestleMania baby live at WrestleMania.
I don't think anybody really wants to see that.
You never know.
I mean, and technically you can't top Mae Young, so.
No. Big E. Almost 9 years ago, when I got signed, my very first pitch was to be a wrestling postal worker named Mel Mann. Shockingly, it was shot down. Rusev goes, I could have been shock ton, but then again, maybe better off.
Yeah.
And get Jack Gallagher, gentleman Jack Gallagher. Can we have a WrestleMania access sign built so I have something I can point to dramatically? That is Tweet of the Week.
Alrighty, well, SmackDown?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Shinsuke Nakamura teased AJ Styles, patted him on the head when he teased going for the Kinshasa at the end of SmackDown. That was funny.
I liked Shinsuke and AJ all night. It was nice.
They have great chemistry together. I need to see more. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are going to be reinstated if they beat Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. If they lose, they stay fired. Daniel Bryan got really, really excited. He got super excited. He cut a tremendous promo about it. Even so much, he threw down his cardigan. He hates them. He hates paperwork. He hates, you know, meetings. He hates it all. So he threw down his cardigan and said, I'm going to kick their ass at WrestleMania.
Which Dr. Shelby didn't particularly care for.
If you have not seen the Dr. Shelby video, after you're done listening to this program, go find it on the YouTubes. In fact, after this program is over, I will link it on our YouTube or on our Twitter, at Rock Radio Show, for you to go see, because it is some of the most tremendous stuff you will ever see. Beyond those two things, SmackDown was very forgettable.
Yeah, it was just okay.
The Bludgeon Brothers were facing the New Day. It ended in a big calamity. Yes, that is the official result of the match. Calamity. No winner. No loser, calamity.
God damn it, I got screwed out of points.
You did, because that was the official result on WWE.com, calamity.
No, they should have won. They won by DQ.
WWE.com says calamity.
That should mean that...
No, it's calamity.
But I want my points, damn it.
The Usos showed up and caused the calamity, and Matt, yeah.
But points!
They showed up. All they did was show up. Beyond that, it was just it was a by-the-number SmackDown. Everything will be hot and hot next week. But you didn't have Shane, you didn't have Kevin, you didn't have Sammy. You had AJ Styles and Shinsuke do a little bit. Rusev was entertaining like he is, and he's now in a four-way for the U.S. title. But that matchup went on way too long with Bobby Roode, Randy Orton, Jinder, and Rusev. That went on way too long, really way too long. But yeah,
I mean, it was okay. It was just there.
It was a by-the-number SmackDown. Better show of the two is the one we should talk about more now.
NXT.
Let's talk about some NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
This was a show.
Oh, it was fantastic.
This was a tremendous show. It started with William Regal. It actually started in the parking lot. With Tommaso Ciampa getting out of his car and looking for William Regal. He found William Regal. And, he's talking about how Johnny Gargano is showing up at therapy. He is showing up at his home in the middle of the night.
We should point out, he put out a video of Johnny Gargano at his house at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
At 3 a.m. on his Twitter.
Yeah, 3:30 to be exact. Yeah,
he's been dedication.
He's terrorizing him at his place of work and at his home. And well, William Regal's like, I give you a chance to get rid of him on your own by having an unsanctioned match at NXT TakeOver. If Gargano wins, he gets his job back. But if Ciampa wins, Gargano will be gone from NXT forever.
I'm okay with this.
I love the realism. I love that video they used. It was tremendous. Of him actually at home with Johnny screaming in the background. It was great.
It was fantastic. It's like, oh, this is perfect.
Tonight was the William Regal show. Now we're in the building. William Regal is now talking about how NXT is global and announced. We're dominating many different regions. We have the great UK division that has seen the likes of Wolfgang, Tyler Bate, Trent Seven, and the Bruiserweight Pete Dunne.
What was interesting was the pops that people got when their names got said. Like Wolfgang and Tyler Bate were just kind of Trent got a good response. Pete Dunne is over.
Regal then announced that at NXT TakeOver New Orleans, we will get the introduction of the North American Championship. Ooh.
Ooh. And well, that got somebody's attention.
Trouble is amongst us, the one percenter, EC3. First off, what the font?
I don't know. They tried something. He seems fine with it.
He has a cool theme, though.
It's not Trouble, 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 Trouble. Like, I really wish they'd actually bought that from Impact, but I will take it.
It's a good theme. Custom for him. He bragged about his new theme. He talked about how he's excited to join the hottest brand in sports and entertainment. Bragged about his lucrative contract. He said he assumed that, well, the North American title was his, and he was being awarded. Regal's like, no, you gotta earn things in NXT. Regal said that EC3 has proven himself in the past in this company. He announced that EC3 will have a chance to compete for the title in a ladder match against 5 other men. EC3 said he can line them up, but he's going to show the world why he is the top 1% in this industry, because this company needs him. He is a Carter. No, wait, never mind. But EC3, great debut. William Regal is great. This was tremendous.
This is absolutely tremendous. Love this. Love the crap out of this. Want more. Because, yeah, it's Ethan. I adore Ethan. And they're letting him be Ethan.
Oh, yeah. He's Ethan. He is Ethan. So, let me just finish all the stuff with William Regal. All right?
Okay.
Kathy Kelly was backstage with William Regal. Said he added Adam Cole, baby, to the North American title match. Then in walked the Velveteen Dream and said he won it a shot. And, well, Regal put him in the match as well. So we're up to 3. After Lars Sullivan beat John Silver in a minute, we're backstage. Regal sees Lars and puts him in the match. But he wants one other thing, though. He wants Killian Dane.
I'm okay with this.
Big men fighting. That's tremendous. Then, there's one more moment with William Regal. He's finalized 5 of the men at that point, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need one more. Because I think Killian Dane is the other. We need one more. So as the show ends, everyone was like, I just finished filling the final spot. And then the door opens. It's Ricochet.
And people lose their minds.
And he's like, I'll see you at TakeOver. So those are your 6 men in the North American title match. In a ladder match at TakeOver.
I'm on board for this.
I am completely on board for this. We have Dusty Rhodes classic matches. We have the Authors of Pain beating the Street Profits. And we had the team of Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne beat Sanity.
And that was a really good match. That was a fantastic match.
Okay, before we get to the other little things that happened on the show, because there was a couple others. This has been an awful Dusty Rhodes tag team classic. There has been nothing memorable. The only thing interesting has been the pairing of Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. Everything else has been quick little matches, and it's really not doing anything to honor the legacy of Dusty Rhodes or a tag team classic or anything. It's just a bunch of matches. We should have got better tag team matches and longer tag team matches and actually had people not lose. They shouldn't be 2-minute matches on television, is what I'm saying. They're rushing through this tournament really quick, and they could have spread this out more and given them more time, but we're rushing through this tournament a bit. That's how I feel.
It is what it is. It's not as strong as it has been in the past, and I think that's part of the problem, because it's just that you can tell that the tag team division in NXT right now is not that strong.
It's not that strong. And it's also, it feels like they used it as a storyline advancement rather than actually running a tournament. Because you could have actually ran a Dusty Rhodes Classic and had it meaningful in the summer or in the spring and summer, but you're rushing through it here. It just feels, I think from a creative standpoint, it's backfiring a little bit. At least to me. I feel it's very rushed.
I wouldn't say backfiring is an accurate word, but it is rushed. I would agree with that.
So, we had TM61 there being interviewed, but in the background, Shayna Baszler is arguing with someone in the background, and well, a big brawl broke out between Shayna Baszler and Ember Moon. Things getting interesting there.
Business is picking up there.
We saw the arrival of Andrade Cien Almas, and then we see a cameraman backstage, the arrival of Aleister Black.
And well, shenanigans ensued.
Shenanigans ensued as Dakota Kai was making her way to the ring. As that happened, we saw Andrade Cien Almas beating the crap out of Aleister Black. Threw him around a little bit. He put him in ice water. Beat him up all the way to the ring. Grabbed the chair. Laid him out. He said he was the champion. And he wanted the respect from Aleister Black. This was a good segment to get Andrade Almas over. Because lately, he's sort of been hiding behind Zelina Vega. And this was used as a good situation to get the champion over as a threat to one of the best they have in Aleister Black.
Yeah, it's kind of been one-sided in Aleister's favor, so you needed to do something from Andrade to basically put him on Aleister's level in this feud, and I feel like they did that.
Overall, this was a very exciting edition of NXT.
We're building to TakeOver. We're getting there.
We're building there. We're going strong. And yeah, they did everything right on this show. I enjoyed the show a hell of a lot this week.
It was great. And again, I still love the pairing of Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. I don't know who made that decision, but I am 100% grateful to you and thank you because I adore it.
Now, with that, we make our final one more big announcement. As always, we're live following NXT TakeOver, but we got to preview the show. And since WrestleMania is 17 hours and can't fit into this show, we're going to preview NXT TakeOver with a special Rack Extra dropping on Wednesday.
That's right.
And we're going to be joined by the intern and the NXT analyst.
Card subject to change on that.
We assume. Intern for sure.
Intern for sure. Analyst is still up in the air. We'll have to see.
But you have a special podcast previewing NXT TakeOver. But now, let's talk about WrestleMania week.
Oh my god, so many things. So many things.
Just for this brand, not even Wild Talk Radio Network, but WrestleMania week on Monday, you get a special edition of The Rack Extra where we will be reviewing the WrestleMania 34 Collectors Magazine. That's Monday. Tuesday, as mentioned, it will be the Mixed Match Challenge SmackDown review live right after Mixed Match Challenge ends. Wednesday, mentioned, the NXT TakeOver New Orleans preview, a special podcast, will be live on Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, with your WrestleMania preview. And then Saturday, we'll be live following NXT TakeOver with our review for NXT TakeOver New Orleans. That's WrestleMania week for this show. Okay? That's this show. Now, Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, it is CB Radio. We are doing the World Series predictions. We are doing a special Greater Than Great debate that I cannot tell you yet, but God help you. That is all. So check it out, CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio previews, WrestleMania, 10 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, 11 p.m. in the podcast form will be the Rack Extra Reviews, the Royal Season 4, Episode 4. There you go. Monday night's the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. As mentioned, we will have all the other content I just mentioned. There will be a WTR Sims Presents WTR Mania, though, in that week. We will probably have some sort of live stream of WTR Sims WrestleMania stuff. Maybe a playthrough. There's going to be a lot of content. Make sure you follow twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. Make sure you follow youtube.com/RackRadioShow. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Rack Radio Show. Check out RackRadioShow.com, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Social is key. There's going to be tons for you to encounter this week. Tons. Be ready. It's WrestleMania week. We're gearing up for it. Big time.
We're content producing full.
Yeah. Also, check out the Rack Extra Reviews Timeless Season 2, Episode 3, now available. The Rack Extra Reviews The Royals Season 4, Episode 3, now available. All the content. If there's a show you want us to review, a product you want us to review, contact therackradioshow.com or tweet us. We will do it. Within reason.
Within reason, yes. No porn. Unless you just really want us to make fun of it.
She said it. I didn't. Anyway, go.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out the very fine sponsors.
I'm reading the chat room.
Oh, no. What? What are you...
They're just catching up to what you said. That's all.
April 9th, Rock is done. Yeah. April 9th, Rock is going to, like, be sitting in his desk chair twitching and, like, breathing heavily from all the editing he's going to have to do.
Oh, God. Anyway, finish the plugs.
Anyway, check out the very fine sponsors, Gerwig.net, FightBoot.com, and MVG Films, YouTube.com/MVG1211. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.